UFO sightings. If we found crashed UFOs, known on as UAPs, on land, how many more could be in the oceans of the world? About 3 times more water is covering the Earth than land. If we extrapolate on this, if we found 100 crashed UFOs worldwide on the land, there could be another 300 in the water. I am not saying we found 100 on land because I don't know the total figure, this is just an example. I bring this up because every once in a while, someone thinks there is a USO, which is a UFO in the water, crashed in the sea somewhere. A former head of the Harvard Astronomy Department, who is now on the White House Science and Technology Advisory Committee, said he believes a strange meteor went into the ocean. He is not saying it is a USO. He is a proponent of the fact extraterrestrials might exist. He thinks because of the way the object went through the atmosphere, there was something strange about it since it didn't burn up, and is anxious to find out what is going on with it. The object he wants to get is only about 1.5 feet long, and he believes he knows exactly where it is. If he gets it up from the ocean, we may discover a new material. A lot of people in Vancouver, Canada, were surprised when they looked up in the sky and saw a strange-looking object streaking across it. It was more like strange lights. Some think it was SpaceX launching more satellites, but others are of a different opinion. Some even suspect drones which were lit up. It is getting harder to know what we are looking at as our technology advances. We know UFOs seem to be extremely interested in nuclear power. We always assume if a race is more advanced than us, they must have gone in the same direction as us, up to the point they passed us. This may not be true at all. This makes me wonder if we could have discovered something they didn't, which in point is nuclear power. That might account for their interest in it. There could be many other reasons for this interest, however, and one might be they have seen other civilizations get to this point and then destroy themselves, and they are interested to see how much we have progressed in this area. Of course, the UFOs seem also to be interested in other things too, such as power stations and water, to name a couple. Let's not forget the militaries of the world. They have been seen watching battles and in rare instances firing on people. It seems the extraterrestrials want us to know they are far more powerful than we are, so they demonstrate this in different ways. One way is to fly over military installations and our fleet. They know we can do nothing about this, and if we ever did figure out how to shoot them down, they probably would obliterate the base or our fleet. We seem to be as helpless as babies against them, and they do take advantage of this fact. One thing is undeniable, and that is the fact they have been here since antiquity. They appear in the records of the ancients and in paintings throughout the ages. We can find drawings of them on cave walls. This proves they are not here on a whim. They have been studying us probably since we appeared here, and maybe even longer. There is a theory we were brought to this planet, and if that is true, they may have transported us. The best candidate for our former home is Mars. Our internal clocks are tuned to a Martian day, and the gravity is more favorable to us. Notice when the animals give birth how easy it is for them, but how hard it is for human women. The same gravity here is responsible for back problems and other problems, but these problems might disappear if we were on Mars, since the gravity there is only 38% as strong as Earth gravity. NASA has made a promise. That promise is they will investigate UFOs with the entire force of the agency. They never said they would let us know everything they find out. It is hard for me to believe after all these years of UFO sightings and UFOs appearing time and time again at NASA rocket launches, they haven't looked into this already. There seems to be a new wave in government where the government keeps bringing up UFOs and talking about the sightings the Navy made. Is this just a political distraction from other things the government is doing? One thing is for sure, we don't seem to be learning any more about UFOs, or who is piloting them. When I say we, I mean the public. There was a tornado warning in Wisconsin recently. This is probably nothing unusual, but what was seen is a bit. Wisconsin has a lot of UFO sightings. The state even has a website where you can register a Wisconsin sighting. When the warning sirens went off, many folks started to look up at the sky. Yes, they were looking for the tornado, but saw other things too. Many saw a bright orange object flying in the sky. Videos were taken and the object could be seen in a photo one witness took. As they watched, the object split into and changed shape. At the end of the video, the object can be seen splitting again, but this time into four objects, before disappearing. Are these objects really splitting apart, or are they composed of individual smaller craft which are temporarily attached together but can separate at will? Researchers are saying the number of sightings in Alberta, Canada is on the rise. I have heard this about several different areas. This begs the question, are sightings on the rise because more UFOs are coming to the Earth, or because they are already here in secret bases, and more are investigating us? The Canadians are saying there has been a surge in UFO sightings since the pandemic. There is another school of thought about this which says more people were home with nothing to do, so they were looking up in the sky, and this is why it seems there are more UFOs. And the truth is, while there are more sightings, there are not more UFOs. Another sighting took place in the sky over Missouri. There was a video of it uploaded to YouTube. Some people were walking back to their apartment when they saw a strange object in the sky. At first, they saw a bright white light, but then another joined it. As the two objects approached each other from opposite directions, they met and one object changed direction and followed the other, and both disappeared.